Hi there, this is Tracy, and I have a couple of things that I have reviewed and taken notes on this week, and I want to share these amazing insights with you. Some of them I have the people's names written down, but others I was driving and do not. So the first thing I'd like to say is we're always talking about the bad things about the narcissist and all of the stages and all of the flags and all of the things that they do to us or that we are recovering from. But this week I heard from Melanie Tonya Evans. You should follow her if you haven't listened to her on YouTube. She is a very spiritual and very caring person. So I would suggest that and very knowledgeable. So this is what she said. That this is an awakening. The whole narcissist experience is a soul contract, bringing our unresolved wounds to make our unconscious conscious so that we can free ourselves and be our higher selves. I thought that was beautiful, so I wrote it down. Thank you, Melanie. I also read that narcissists. Of course, we know they can never love. They have no emotions, no empathy. And yet, they are known to have this self-love. I mean, when people think of narcissists, they're thinking about, people that just take too many selfies and look in the mirror a lot, love themselves, self-love. I mean, that's just like the complete opposite of what we're talking about here. And I think that narcissists do not have self-love. I think they are quite full of hatred for themselves. They live a miserable life because they're tempted with love. They're tempted with good things in their life, and they never seem to be able to keep them. And of course, that's their own self fulfilling prophecy, but they don't love themselves. They hate themselves. And so I think we have to remember that. And I would love for people to make many more people aware of that. I heard tonight from Richard Cranon, the Spartan life coach. Okay, he was talking about the difference between classic and covert narcissists and their projected self-image. Their projected self-image, if you are a classic narcissist, that they are so convinced that this projected self-image is them, that they are convinced it's them. I mean, they don't even know that they're acting. Where a covert narcissist, they know that they're acting. They know that they are putting on this show and they are making it up. So a covert narcissist, it's just the illusion, and the delusion is completely different than a classic. So all right, last thing that I wanted to share with you, that if you've been smeared in a smear campaign by a narcissist, the best way to explain to people that actually take the time to come and talk to you about it, there's a little glimmer of hope with the people that get upset when someone talks bad about you. Those are your real friends. Those are people you want to trust. Those are a nice person that you want to explain yourself to. You don't have to explain what happened. You don't have to explain this to others that are going to judge you. But the way to explain it is you can just say that my ex is very sick and I'm nice. And you can believe whatever you want. If you don't know me, you don't know me. And let them make the choice. Or in their reaction, better yet, you make the choice. You tell yourself whether they're worth keeping as friends. It's time for us to stick up for ourselves, and it's time for us to realize that we do have a choice, and it's okay for them to go away. So those are the three things I learned this week in my narcissist week, and I wanted to share them with you. Thank you for all the great people that I've listened to on YouTube.